the trade. I found myself inside a massive concrete shell, lit by glass tubes, with air pumped in, with levels, joined by moving stairs. It was full of the things that were bought and made in the 20th century, laid out in trays or shelves. The throngs of people of that century, in their style, clinging garb made on machines, were trading all their precious time for things.